On this episode, you'll learn about tax scams to avoid. These are the IRS promoted tax scams. So you'll learn what the difference is between tax avoidance, which is legal, and tax evasion, which is not. We go into a few of the dirty dozen and what those are. And then at the end, we dive into how to know if you can qualify for an offer and compromise and how to avoid a scam of that. So as always, if this episode helps you or brings you value in any way, please do me a favor and share it with a friend. That's how we grow the show. Thank you and enjoy. Welcome to Build Your Wealth Muscle, a podcast dedicated to helping fitness entrepreneurs build wealth by saving taxes and growing their money. Each episode will break down different strategies in the areas of business, tax, and retirement planning specifically for your coaching business. Disclaimer, the topics covered in this podcast are for educational purposes only. This is not advice for your specific situation. Please consult a qualified financial or tax professional before making any changes to your financial or tax situation. Now here's your host, certified financial planner and tax advisor, Pat Darby. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Build Your Wealth Muscle. Hope you had a great 4th of July weekend. As I'm recording this, it's a couple days after 4th of July. If this is your first time listening, welcome. There's two show formats that I'll explain right now. Like the first one is like today. It's a solo episode where we're going to dive pretty deep into specific areas of finance, tax, cash flow planning, things that are helpful from the business consulting side of taxes and finance. The second type of episode is where we bring on a guest, and they could be someone like yourself running an online business, or they could help support your business. Similarly to myself, they might do other areas of tax. They might be legal, insurance, things like that. Or they could have like sales and marketing expertise, things like that, that are outside of my scope, of course. Today's episode, as you know from clicking on it, is a solo episode. And we're going to talk about the areas of the IRS calls it the dirty dozen. So there's tax scams out there that the IRS is aware of, and they try to warn us as taxpayers what sorts of scams are out there. And not only is this something for you to be aware of, they're also letting us know as taxpayers, like, hey, we're on the lookout for this. So if you're in this red zone, or like, we think that there are some scams going on here, these are what they're being extra cautious of. So if you're planning on using one of these strategies, they're letting you know from both sides, like, hey, be careful, because there's scammers out there promoting these. And also, if you're planning to legitimately use these, we're letting you know we're scrutinizing them extra hard on our end, because we know there's a lot of fraud coming our way, meaning the IRS. So let's take a step back for a minute, because it can be very overwhelming for the taxpayer to understand all the different jargon that gets thrown out. Like, taxes can feel very overwhelming. So let's take a step back. And I've talked about this in prior episodes, but it bears repeating, because repetition is helpful for learning. But also, maybe you're a new listener, and so this is the first time you're hearing it. Tax filing and tax planning are different things. Tax filing is what you do in April, or if you extend, you do in October. And that's just preparing the paperwork and documenting what you did in the prior year and sending it off to the IRS. From a business perspective, that's a commodity, because there's a lot of people who all they do is just prepare taxes. That is not a strategic process. It's essential, and the people who do it are incredibly important in your life, because you need to have those documents filled out properly. Depreciation has to be captured properly. The assets of your business everything needs to be documented properly to the IRS. But when that, to look at it from a business perspective, that might be more of an expense than an investment. Versus tax planning is the strategic process of looking ahead at what your tax liability is likely to be and what strategies are there to legally, emphasis on legally, reduce or eliminate your taxes, or even defer them, those sorts of strategies. So inside of tax planning, there's two other words that you need to be aware of. One is tax avoidance. That's legal process. Like we said, either we reduce, defer, or eliminate a tax bill. And then the other side of that, which we're really talking about today, is tax evasion. That's illegal. That's illegally avoiding taxes through either misrepresenting your income, misrepresenting your expenses, or using some of these scams that we'll talk about today that the IRS is specifically looking at. Now, the ones that I'm going to go through today, again, I'm going to have links to these dirty dozens. Every year, the IRS has a dirty dozen list, and it's helpful for you, the business owner or taxpayer, to just be aware. One, like I said, these are scams. So people are out there like trying to trick you. And two, you might have heard about it and you're trying to use this legitimately, but just be aware, like when you're working with any tax professional, you're probably operating in the gray zone. So they might be like, all right, you know, like you can take this, but this isn't completely bulletproof. So we have our documentation, we have our rationale for doing it, but you're in that gray zone. So just be aware that you might be trying to implement these strategies legitimately, but they're being scrutinized heavily by the IRS because there's a ton of people out there doing it as a scam. So let's dive into some of those that you might already have heard of, you might be considering using it, or people might be calling you off the hook, being like, hey, you should use this, it's great. And often with these, the person promoting it, one, they're probably not signing your tax return, or two, they're requiring huge upfront fees from you. So let's just be aware of those. They're getting paid to do these. So the first one is the Employee Retention Credit. The ERC credit, you probably have heard of this because it was very popular, because it was basically a credit based on the number of employees you had through the COVID crisis. So if they're trying to claim that you can amend your return, and if you had qualified employees that had a reduction in pay, they using the language of the IRS, they sustained a full or partial suspension of operations due to government authority, yada, yada. You experience a significant decline in gross receipts or the first three quarters through 2021, that you could get a large credit. A lot of the people that brought these to me, like, hey, can I get this? They didn't qualify. And so, because there was companies out there, and I've even met a few of them, that they're trying to pay huge referral fees to tax advisors like myself to bring them clients like this. And the vast majority were scams. Or they would try to push you through, get you a big credit, and then they were getting a percentage of that. And I'm sure they'd be long gone when the IRS audits you and says, you didn't actually deserve that credit. So now you owe us this back plus interest and penalties. And I'm sure that person who sold it to you would be long gone. The second one, W-2 fraud. So again, some of these I've not even heard of, so I'm not going to lie to you, but it's on their list. So just be out there cautious of these things getting pitched to you. W-2 fraud. So apparently people are going out there telling you to make up a fake employer that paid you a huge salary and you have all these withholdings, and then they're going to try to get you a massive refund off of that. So obviously, if you didn't actually earn the W-2, don't let someone talk you into this tax scam of making up a fake employer. So again, like I say, through all of these, the IRS is on these. Like, this comes from the IRS website, and I'll link it to there in case you want to read it. The next one is just overall bogus tax avoidance, what they call it. And these are related to like captive insurance policies. And so they're saying you're trying to go out there and claim through a micro captive insurance company whose owners elect to be taxed as captive investment income only. And in those scams, they are attributing to things that are not legitimate insurance, implausible risks, failure to match genuine business needs in many cases, unnecessary duplication of taxpayers' commercial coverages. So I don't claim to be an expert in captive insurance, but I do know that some types of captive insurance are legit. But they're saying this is obviously aggressive. The people I know that talk about it are experts in tax, And this is like a subset specialty for them, because like a lot of the taxes out there, there's a very thin line between a legitimate strategy and bullshit. And this is obviously one of the things that if you are talking to somebody about doing this type of captive insurance, maybe get a second opinion, because again, this is a legitimate strategy for some people, but it's abused and overly pitched. Same thing when you try to move your money offshore. That's another one here. Offshore accounts. Puerto Rico and Malta, I'm not going to read the details that are in there, but again, Puerto Rico's legitimate tax strategy. And they're also talking about having money move to Malta. Again, they're not saying it's illegitimate, but a lot of people are pushing it. And if you don't know what you're doing, or you didn't hire somebody who is an expert, you're probably doing tax evasion instead of legal tax avoidance. So just be super cautious. Make sure if you're doing that, they're reputable, or they were referred to you by your CPA or the person signing your tax return. Because when someone puts their name on your tax return, they're on the hook for the idea just as much as you are. So they're not going to go out of their way to sign you up for bullshit if they know what they're doing. So let that be a way to sort of sort through it. The next one might sound obvious, but fake charities. So if you're out there trying to give money to someone's charity, have them give you the documentation, if you haven't heard of them before, showing that they are a 503C. Why did I say, like, let's get that wrong. 501c3. Oh my God. I don't know why I kept getting that wrong. But make sure that they are legitimate charities. The next one is not as much a tax evasion. It's just that they're trying to remind everyone that there is a lot of phishing and smishing, which I had to look up because I hadn't heard that, but basically text phishing. So just be very aware that the IRS does not call. They only send actual physical mail. So if you get an email, you get a text message, you get a phone call, that's not legit. That's not the IRS. And the last one that I'm going to bring up on this list is the offer and compromise. So offer and compromise, I talked about this on one of my prior episodes. Oh man, I wish I could be faster at looking these up for you. It was like something like treat the IRS like a bank or something like that. Yeah. Episode 71, treat the IRS like a bank. That aired in February 15th. So in that was one of the ways, like if you owe money to the IRS, they do want to work with you just like a bank. They want to work with you. The interest rates are not as high as you may think because they're typically below market rate. So obviously they're up now, but they're still typically lower than the market rate. So, but offering compromise is legitimate for some people. However, there's a lot of organizations out there willing to let you pay them a large sum with all these grandiose promises on what they can deliver for you. So the IRS says many situations where taxpayers don't meet the technical requirements for an offer, but they had to face excessive fees from promoters for information they can easily obtain themselves. And in this Dirty Dozen, the IRS has a link to their pre-qualifier to help you see if you're even eligible. So I'm going to link that in the show notes. So there's going to be two links in the show notes. It's going to be the actual Dirty Dozen list and then this pre-qualifier. So if you are listening and you think that you might be eligible for an offer and compromise, I also encourage you to go back and listen to episode 71, because you'll hear about some other things that you might be able to do, like installment plans, things like that. So you may not need the offer and compromise. But more importantly, if you're interested in that, check out that link, especially before you hire somebody who might charge you thousands of dollars, just to let you know that you're like, hey, you don't actually even qualify, but now you're out a couple $1,000 or more for them to tell you that. So that's it for today's episode. I want to make it a quick one just to remind everybody, again, there's a lot of legitimate tax strategies out there. That's what myself as a tax advisor does. We have over 110 different legitimate strategies that we walk online business owners through. Everything from making sure we move some personal expenses legitimately into the business, finding ways to make your travel business related, how we can do rental opportunities in real estate through your business. We go through everything, but some of these exotic ones are a little sexier, often because they're pretty deep in the gray zone, if not outright tax fraud. So hopefully this is helpful, and hopefully you had a great week, and I'll see you next time, which should be next week. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining us this week on Build Your Wealth Muscle. The links mentioned in this episode are available in the show notes. For video clips and more information on tax and retirement strategies for fitness entrepreneurs, please follow my Instagram at ThePatDarby. If you found value in this episode, please do us a favor and share with a friend. If you tag me, that'd be appreciated also. Lastly, for help implementing any of the topics discussed, please book a call. The link is also in the show notes. Thank you again for listening, and have a great day.